ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततोऽजयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 10th चैप्टर 53 कृष्णा किडनैप्स रुक्मिणी टेक्स्ट 38। किंचित् सुचरितं यन्नस् तेन तुष्टिस्त्रिलोककृत् अनुगृणातु गृणातु वैदर्भ्या पाणिमच्युता। किंचित् सुचरितं यन्नस् तेन तुष्टस्त्रिलोककृत् अनुगृह्णातु गृह्णातु वैदर्भ्या पाणिमच्युता। किंचित् सुचरितं यन्नस् तेन तुष्टस्त्रिलोककृत् अनुगृह्णातु गृह्णातु वैदर्भ्या पाणिमच्युता। वर्ड बाय वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन। किंचित एट ऑल सुचरितम पायस वर्क यत वट एवर नह अवर तेन तेन विद दैट तुष्टा सैटिस्फाइड त्रिलोक ऑफ द थ्री वर्ल्ड्स कृत द क्रिएटर अनुगृणातु मे प्लीज शो मर्सी गृणातु मे टेक वैदर्भ्या ऑफ रुक्मिणी पाणिम दि हैंड अच्युता कृष्ण। ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपट। Translation: May Achyuta, the creator of the three worlds, be satisfied with whatever pious work we may have done and show his mercy by taking the hand of Vaidarbhi. Purport: The devoted citizens of Vidarbha lovingly offered their entire stock of pious credit to Princess Rukmini. they were very eager to see her marry Lord Krishna. Om Ajnanatimrandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuranmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manoveshtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupaha Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Namaum Vishnapadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vancha Kalpataru Bhescha Kripa Sindhu Bhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaurabhaktarunda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So welcome all of you for this morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. So in this verse you can see that the citizens of Vidarbha, they are talking amongst themselves and they are expressing their desire that Vaidarbhi, the princess Rukmini, should marry Lord Krishna. That was their desire. And here we can see that Lord Krishna had traveled the previous night from Dwarka, almost 1,000 miles, and he has reached, and he is sitting amongst so many princes there, and King Bhishmaka, he had welcomed him. And in the mind of Rukmini, there was tremendous anxiety because she was thinking that she wanted to marry Lord Krishna. And that was her heart desire. And her brother, Rukmi, who was bent upon marrying her to Shishupal. And he knew that there may be some disturbance. And therefore he had called so many great warriors, Jarasandha, Shalva, and so many. They were guarding. They wanted to make sure that there is no disturbance created. And there were so many odds against Rukmini marrying Lord Krishna. But still in her heart she had great faith that Lord Krishna will come. And she had written a letter and which was sent to Lord Krishna through one Brahmana messenger who very diligently he delivered that message. And Lord Krishna, seeing the emergency situation, he immediately came there. And all the details she had written, how, what time, what is the proper moment when he should come and kidnap her. So it may appear to be some kind of mundane activity that, but we can see that Rukmini is not an ordinary girl. She is the goddess of fortune. And Lord Krishna and Rukmini, they are eternally together. Many acharyas explain that the dealings between Lord Krishna and Rukmini are like the dealings between Lord Narayan and Lakshmi. So we should not take this from the material point of view, that this is a material affair. But it is completely spiritual subject matter. And in this material world, this pastime has taken place. And Krishna has come there, and he is going to kidnap Rukmini, and he is going to marry her. And that what was her desire, the purity of desire, is proved after many, many years. We will go a little further. In future chapters, there is a discussion between Rukmini and Lord Krishna. There are talks between Lord Krishna and Rukmini. And Krishna in Dwarka, he was playing the role of a householder. He had married 16,108 queens, and he had expanded himself into each palace. And one time it is explained that it was after many, many years when Rukmini had many children, Pradyumna, Charu, Vicharu, Charudeshna, Sudeshna, 10 children. And that time Krishna was at home and maid servants, they were fanning Lord Krishna. And at that time, in order to serve Lord Krishna, she decides to take the chamar fan in her hands and tries to fan Lord Krishna. And she is so absorbed in her service to Lord Krishna. And it is explained that she was always grave and very diligent in executing the services to Lord Krishna. And Lord Krishna, in his different moods, he is to joke with her, his wives. And earlier also, when Satyabhama, she wanted that Parijat tree, Parijat flower, he brought Parijat tree from the heavenly planets and gave to her. And at that time he thought that maybe Rukmini will ask me something. But she didn't ask anything. And she was simply focused on service. So this time Lord Krishna decides that let us play some joke with Rukmini. It is a very elevated subject matter, and Krishna is trying to test her. What is her real devotion? The chastity of Rukmini towards Lord Krishna. And he starts joking with her, and it starts telling that maybe I was not a suitable match. And there were so many princes qualified. And I am not that kind of polished person. I am from village, Vrindavan, and I am not accustomed to all these social etiquettes, and in fact I am so much afraid of Jarasandha and others that I am staying in this place in Dwarka which is in the midst of an ocean. And then he was telling that still there is a time. If you want to change your mind and still make your life more simpler or more prosperous by taking some other decision, maybe in this life and in the next life you will have more spiritual prospects. And he was just joking. It was Lord Krishna's dealing with his other wives also. And that time, it is explained that first of all, Rukmini, when she heard this, she could not believe that Lord Krishna is saying something like this. At this age, after so many years, when she has grown up children, and she took it very seriously. It is not that she just started blurting at Lord Krishna that why you are saying like this, and usually this in the material world we may get a different reaction if somebody says like that. But she was very serious. And she took it so seriously. Because she was completely chaste to Lord Krishna, and there was no other shelter than Lord Krishna. That was the only position. Service to Lord Krishna. And it was not even in the mode of enjoyment. Sometimes we may do some service, we may think that, oh, I will get some pleasure out of that service. That's our sometimes motivation. That I do this service because everyone sees me doing this service. And that gives me some subtle pleasure. Yes, I am something. And everyone is acknowledging. And this is my position. And like that, we have so many subtle desires to hang on to some service. But her only goal was to please Lord Krishna. There was no other desire. Her desire was absolutely pure. And when it is coming from Lord Krishna, such a heavy message or heavy instruction, and it is as if Krishna is trying to question her integrity. He is questioning as if maybe she made some wrong choice and she could have married some other qualified person. So it was like a death blow to her consciousness. And it was so much. These words were piercing her heart like anything. And first of all, she could not hold that chamara fan. It just slipped from her hand. And it was so deep that the words were so deep that she was losing her weight. Can you imagine somebody just not able to remain composed and just fainting, almost falling unconscious just by the words? So that was the status, that was the situation she was going through. It was very, very serious. So that time, of course, Lord Krishna, he understood that yes, this is, she has taken it very seriously. It is, he was trying to play jokes. And then he had to satisfy her, he had to console her that, and he told her that it was just a joke and he is very sorry for that. Krishna has to, because there was no other shelter than Lord Krishna, who could actually give a proper counseling to her. She was completely dependent on Lord Krishna. So, the point is that the ultimate test of our purity of desire may come after many years. In the beginning it may be very easy, just practicing Krishna consciousness, taking up the process, chanting and becoming fixed up in services. Sometimes we may tell this devotee is fixed up, now nothing can happen to him. But Krishna can test anyone. We should not think that now I'll be safe, everything will be smooth and steady, and Krishna is just supplying everything and he will continue to do everything for me. That means we don't want Krishna to take our case seriously. If we really want Krishna to take us our case very seriously, we have to really pray hard. Because there is a tendency to go in the comfort zone. We usually try to find out some place where even devotional services become very comfortable. We don't want to take any risk in preaching especially. And everything has to be very perfect. And something goes wrong, then we try to adjust that situation, try to control everything. But that may not be the case always. If Krishna is really very merciful, then he may take away some attachments. And what is our reaction? Whether we are thankful to Lord Krishna, or whether we retaliate with Lord Krishna, why Lord Krishna you are doing these things, that will determine what is our focus, where we are attached, whether we are attached to Lord Krishna's service or whether we are attached to Lord Krishna's opulences. What is our inner desire? That will be tested time again and again. And who will pass the test? It is not just that maybe after I have completed maybe 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, now everything is going to be smooth and easily I will go back home, back to Godhead. It may not happen. We should not think also. And what we will do after going back home, back to Godhead? Right? What is our desire after going back home, back to Godhead? I asked this question to one devotee very nonchalantly. What you will do after going back home, back to Godhead? He was almost speechless actually. He couldn't think what I will do, why I want to go back home, back to Godhead. Because we have our concept of going back home, back to Godhead. Maybe I will play with Lord Krishna. I will steal his food. Right? Prasadam I will eat and all. That kind of our concept of going back home, back to Godhead and doing some maybe mischievous activities there. But it is not that kind of activities happening. It is a very, very serious matter. And who will allow Lord Krishna to enter there? He will not allow anybody to enter there. Right? Those who are absolutely pure. Pure in service. Freed from all anarthas. Envy, lust, anger, greed, pride. So many anarthas are always lurking. And here our acharya has also explained that there was some tinge of pride in Rukmini. And because she was always serving Lord Krishna, and Krishna does not tolerate any kind of pride. So for her also she was goddess of fortune. And she has to go through such a mental turmoil and agony to the point of losing Lord Krishna after maintaining chastity for so many years, performing so much unmotivated, uninterrupted, completely focused service to Lord Krishna. Krishna is putting so much anxiety to Rukmini, till the point that she faints and loses her consciousness. Why Krishna can break her heart so much? So it is very, very inconceivable to understand this subject matter. And in order to even to understand what could be her level of devotion and her pure desire to serve, just to serve Lord Krishna, not any even a spirit of enjoyment. She was a queen. She could have so much control over so many things. But still, her desire was to serve Lord Krishna. And without any motivation. Not expecting anything in return. Just simple, pure service. So, that gives some gleams that how much a conditioned soul who has left Lord Krishna's association. In fact, everyone, all of us, we were there with Lord Krishna. And we have left his association and came here, right? we have almost broken the heart of Lord Krishna. Not almost. We broke the heart of Lord Krishna and came here. Krishna was not allowing us to go back. I mean, come to this material world. But we were so stubborn. We wanted to come in this material world. And therefore Krishna has to allow, because he fulfills desires of every living entity. He had to allow, okay, go there. And we have come here to become the controllers or the masters or whatever tiny ishvaras. Very, very insignificant. And now, by the grace of Lord Krishna and spiritual master, we have achieved, we have received this message, or we have come to this path by which we can go back home, back to Godhead. And our acharyas explained what should be the mood, or how much we have to be pure in our desire. Because even in the name of devotional service or bhakti mark, there can be so many deviations. And neophyte devotees, they may think that we will achieve Krishna by our austerity, by our tapasya, by our knowledge, charity, so much of our endeavor, I will achieve Lord Krishna. Sergius, they think that they have achieved Lord Krishna. They can talk with Lord Krishna, they can joke with Lord Krishna. That is Sahajiya mentality. And the highest Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they feel that they had Lord Krishna, but they have lost Lord Krishna. That is the mood of Gaudiya devotees. They feel that I had Lord Krishna, but by my mistakes or by my misfortune, I have lost Krishna. Where is Krishna? So that is the mood our Goswamis have given, that we never think that we will achieve Krishna or we have achieved Krishna, but they think that we have lost Krishna and we have to again revive that original consciousness. So therefore, it is very, very important that how we develop this mood of pure service, in the mood of servant of the servant of the servant, without expecting anything in return. And it may take a full lifetime to even come little closer to that understanding. Still it is worth it. Because Krishna is seeing our endeavor, how much sincerely we are trying to serve. Krishna is not going to be impressed by our achievements. We should perform a lot of services, no doubt about it. But we should not lose the focus, or we should not lose the consciousness for what I am doing, to whom I am doing, what is my motivation, what is my intent of performing so many services. Because the material energy is so strong, it can just convince us within no time. It can just convince us saying that false ego can come, and we may think that I am the master, I am the controller, I am the doer, I am doing everything. So that one has to be so much careful to guard against these unwanted desires, which may come and haunt us time again and again. So therefore, for a sadhaka it is so important that one carefully follows the instructions of his spiritual master, chants his rounds properly, very, very attentively, and maintain that consciousness. So when Rukmini heard these questions or proposals by Lord Krishna, she later on Krishna consoled her and she was little bit peaceful, and then she is telling Lord Krishna the arguments or the she is giving her opinion is very, very important to learn actually. And she is telling that Krishna, you asked that how can I be a fit match for you, and she is saying that there is no comparison, because you are the Supreme Personality of God. Even I am not equal to you. She is not thinking that she is a goddess of fortune. She is thinking that she is a product of three modes of material nature. And you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And how we can compare you? Even Lord Brahma, Shiva, they all worship you. So they are so great demigods. But still they worship you. And I am simply a product of three modes of material nature. So in that way there cannot be any comparison. So therefore you are always above. Then you had described yourself as penniless. And this is also very true, because there is nothing in existence but you. You do not need to possess anything. And you yourself are everything. All contradictions are resolved in you. So she is, whatever Krishna was putting forth certain argument, she is very wonderfully, intelligently, she is refuting and proving the supremacy of Lord Krishna, that how Lord Krishna is above everything. And although he is saying himself that he is penniless, but actually he is everything. He doesn't need anything in this material world to possess. And all contradictions are resolved in him. Although he may say that, although the Vedas may say that he doesn't have hands or legs, but still he can move, he can accept all the offerings. So all the contradictions are resolved in him. So he is everything. So therefore even if he says that he is penniless, it doesn't matter, because he is completely above everything. Then Krishna was putting forth the argument that only beggars praise his glories. And then Rukmini is telling that who are those beggars? They are not just ordinary beggars, but those beggars are exalted devotees. They are liberated souls. They are great souls in the renounced order of life. They have given up everything for Lord Krishna's sake. These are the beggars. But these are, spiritually they are very, very exalted. So therefore they are great souls and have no business than to glorify you. So in this way, there are many, many things that she is telling Lord Krishna, that how Lord Krishna is perfect match for her. And in spite of that, she is not thinking that she is qualified. She is thinking that still she is happy to serve him as a maid servant. That was her desire actually. And therefore Krishna is so much pleased with her service. And Krishna later on tells also that I was trying to taste your chastity by such harsh words. But she has passed the test. So therefore, perfecting our life for us like conditioned souls, we need to learn from the teachings of Rukmini Devi that our desire, how much it should be pure, how much we need to cleanse away so many anarthas, so many unwanted desires. So, and to remain completely fixed only in service, whatever service is given. Because sometimes in service also we may try to select some service which may give some kind of prestige or power. But if it is required to do some menial service, then we should be ready. And that way, the more we go lower, the more we are in the mood of servant of the servant of the servant. To that degree, we will attract the higher, the mercy of the Lord. So, in the later verses, we will see that how Krishna kidnaps Rukmini. Hare Krishna. Anybody has any questions or comments? No question. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.